she'd come back. I looked into her face and almost fainted. Her tiny piggish eyes glistened with an unhealthy light, and she was snapping those powerful jaws open and shut. I swallowed hard and moved my gaze over the rest of her body. She was big, tall and wide, built like an iron safe and covered with stiff bristles of hair. On instinct, I looked for a weakness I might be able to exploit if things got out of hand, shall we say. All animals have a weak spot, right? That's the way it's supposed to work. But you show me the weakness in a 300-pound hog. They don't have one. Their bodies are thick, their hair is thick, their skin is thick, their skulls are thick. You bite them, and they don't feel it. You hit them, and they don't even notice. You claw them, and it doesn't even scratch the skin. Clearly, this was the wrong time to seek a military solution to our problem. Perhaps charm and diplomacy would work. I beamed up my most sincere smile of friendliness and sincerity. Why, Mrs. Hogg, what a pleasant surprise. That's Drover over there, my assistant. Drover, meet Mrs. Hogg. We thought you had left your piggies, kids, children. Not that you had abandoned them, no, only that you had, left them for a while, don't you see? And we were just... She stared at me and uttered a noise. My mouth was very dry. I licked my lips and smiled and gestured towards the stack of hoggies, the ugliest collection of creatures I had ever laid eyes on. They're, awfully cute. Very cute. Darling. Okay, no doubt you're wondering what we're doing here. Two dogs alone with your... I shot a glance at the pile of piggies. Several of them had lifted their heads and were looking at me. Gag. How could anyone love something that ugly? Alone with these darling little piggies, I think I can explain everything, honest. I eased a paw over to the pile and patted one of them on the back. He squealed and bit me. Youch! My goodness, he's a feisty little fellow, isn't it? Anyway, we saw you leave a while ago, chasing the horse and so forth, and we said to ourselves, by George, we'd better rush over there and guard her children from the... I glanced around, hoping to find something that would keep my story moving, you know, something that might draw her attention away from me. Nothing. But then my gaze drifted up to the sky, and there I saw, aha, yes, two big black birds wheeling above us, and they even appeared to be coming in for a landing. Perfect! I licked my dry lips and continued. And so I said to Drover, Drover, by George, we had better get over there and protect Mrs. Hogg's children from an attack by those two huge hungry eagles. I pointed to the sky. Her gaze followed my point. I plunged on. As you surely know, ma'am, your eagles and your hawks and your owls are very fond of, pork chops, shall we say. Yes, they dearly love your various cuts of pork. Whereas we dogs, we wouldn't even think of harming a little. I patted another of the homely little things on the... Good grief, he bit me too. Avast, you little Martian! I turned a quick smile on Mama. they're shy around strangers, aren't they? But cute, very cute. I swallowed the cotton in my throat and mushed on. Anyway, we perceived that there was some threat, a huge threat, to your... I pointed to the buzzards who were gliding in for a landing. There, you see? Here they come, even as we speak. Eagles. As you might have guessed, it was Wallace and Junior, the buzzards. And they couldn't have come at a better time. Even at a distance, I could see the crazed smile on Wallace's face and could hear him yelling. Flaps down, son! Bring her down easy and watch out for trees. He glided in, clipped the sagebrush, did two flips in the air, hit the ground with a thud, and rolled to a stop. He didn't miss a beat, but leaped to his feet and came hopping over to us. Behind him, Junior crashed beak first into the sand. Mama Hog grunted and took a step backward. Here came the old man. Well, I see we ain't too late for a nice doggy dinner, and yes, this is indeed a happy day in our lives, and Junior, I get first dibs on the drumsticks. He grinned a wild grin and rubbed his wings together. Hello, dog. Looks like y'all have fell on hard times, but we sure appreciate the business. We truly do. Me and Junior ain't had but three scraps of dead snake in 2 weeks. And son, you'd best get yourself over here. I ain't sure I can hold myself back. Junior came waddling up, huffing and puffing and spitting sand.
Here I come, Pa, and oh my goodness, it's our doggy friend.
He gave me a shy grin and waved his wing.
Hi there, doggy.
I dipped my head in greeting. How's it going, Junior?
Busy.
Wallace stuck his beak into my face. I'll tell you how it's going, puppy dog. Times is hard. Our business is off 30%. Last month, roadkill was down 42%. We're just a-struggling to make ends meet is how hard our life is.
Well, Pa, we did find that dead skunk 2 days ago.
Wallace gave him a glare. I ain't accounting that skunk, Junior. It had been smushed by a big old truck, and there wasn't nothing left but hair and grease, and you ate the grease.
Well, I got there first.
You got there first because you cheated is how you done it. Wallace turned to me. He cheated. My own son, my own flesh and blood, cheated me out of a dandy little puddle of skunk grease.
No, I got there first cause you stepped in a hole and fell down.
I did not step in a hole. I have never stepped in a hole. You cheated your poor old daddy. I seen it with my very own eyes. And son, I haven't yet got over the shock and dismay of... He whirled back to me. I'm running on skunk hairs, how bad times are. But I can see the business is fixing to pick up. He jerked his head around to Mama Hog. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's get this thing started. We'll settle for a 50% chunk of the deal. Okay, 60-40. He turned to me with wide eyes. You know, that may be the ugliest woman I ever laid eyes on. You see them teeth? If I had such long old crooked teeth, I'd... What is she, some kind of gorilla?
She's a wild hog.
Huh? Well, she's sure filled up with the ugly, ain't she? If I was that ugly...
All at once, a grin flashed across his beak.
Say there, neighbor, did you say she was a hog? You mean like a pig? Pork?
His eyes glittered and moved over to the pile of piggies.
Glory be! What do we have here?
Pa, you'd better watch what you say.
Hush, son. I'm just a-thinking out loud, and the last time I checked, there wasn't no laws against thinking.
He waddled over to the piggies. Mama Hog watched and bristled.
Why, ain't they the cutest little things you ever saw? How precious. And just the right size for a sandwich.
Pa, I think you'd better...
You know, Junior, we came here with dog on our minds, but it never hurts to shop around.
He leaned over and gave the piggies a big buzzardly smile.
Hi, how y'all? Son, the trouble with dog meat is it's awful tough and stringy.
Don't get greedy.
I ain't greedy. I've never been greedy. It ain't my nature. All I'm saying is...
He licked his chops and gave Junior a wink.
Son, I have never met a pig that could count past five, and there's six little piggies in this pile. You reckon she'd miss just one?
Junior rolled his eyes.
Pa, don't do this. You're fixing to...
I'm just talking out loud, son. There's no harm in that.
He licked his beak and shot a cunning glance over to Mama Hog.
Now, if I was to pick up one of these little fellers and kindly wander around behind this plum thicket, and if you was to meet me over there behind the thicket, I've got a hunch that...
Pa, please.
Son, she's got more children than she can take care of. Why, you might even say that we'd be doing her a favor.
All at once, he turned to me.
What do you think, dog? We could always save you for another day.
It'll work, Wallace. Great idea. She'd never miss one. I mean, she's just a pig, right? And it's common knowledge that pigs can't count past five. He draped a wing over my shoulder.
Dog, all these years I have read you wrong. I thought you was just a dumb dog. But all at once you're speaking truth and wisdom. Did you hear what he said, Junior? Our luck's fixing to change.
Junior gave his head a sad shake.
Yeah, it's fixing to change, all right. And I got a pretty good idea.
Wallace scowled.
Just spit it out, son. Time's a-wasting. Speak your mind, but hurry.
I've got an idea of which... Oh, just skip it, skip it.
Wallace shrugged and looked at me.
He's always been slow, that boy has. Got it from his mama. All the birds on that side of the tree was...
He tapped himself on the head. Then a shy grin slithered across his beak.
Oh my goodness! Is that a giraffe walking over yonder? Looky there!
All eyes turned to the east, even the eyes of Mama Hog. See, this was part of Wallace's plan for getting a pork sandwich. When Mama Hog's eyes moved away, Wallace sprang into action. He grabbed up one of the little piggies in his clawed foot and started hopping away on one leg.
Here we go, son! Meet you on the other side of the bushes and hurry first chance you get.
At that point, things started happening fast. The little piggy let out the most incredible blurred cuddling squeal you can imagine, and that did get Mama's attention. Her head shot around and her eyes focused on the hopping buzzard.
Quick, quick.
Maybe you thought pigs were slow just because they're big. Ha! In the blink of an eye, that angry mother went from a dead stop to a dead run, and she was on top of Wallace before he even knew she was coming. Wham! Feathers flew in all directions, and so did old man Wallace.
Yeah, pig, yeah! Junior, get yourself over here and help your poor old... Son, this woman has lost her mind, and you're fixing to lose your paw if you don't... Yeah, pig, see!
Junior shook his head and started taxiing into the wind.
I tried to tell you, Pa, but you wouldn't listen. Good luck.
Good luck, my foot. Junior, you get yourself.
Suddenly, I saw our opportunity to make a run for it. I rushed over to... Can you guess what Drover had been doing through all this? He had gone back to the hole in the sand and had stuck his head in it. I whopped him on the bohunkus and yelled,
Come on, Drover! Hit full flames and let's get out of here!